Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Abram Goldar, and today Mezeches Nedarim, Daf Samach Vav, the ninth parak, Rabbi Eliezer. So the three topics we're going to focus on are: when the Mishnah makes several distinctions about the principle of neder shehuter miksasu huter kula, that a neder which is partially nullified is nullified entirely. Number one, if one said to a group of people, konum, I will not benefit from any of you, and the neder is nullified regarding one of them, for example, if one is discovered to be a relative, they were all permitted. The Gemara in Daf Chafei and Chavav discusses if this applies only when he indicates that the entire formula of the neder was made in error. Number two, if he said, she'eni nana lezeh lezeh, konum, that will not benefit from this one or this one, which the Gemara in Daf Chafei explains to mean that he made each neder successfully dependent on the one before it, then if the first person becomes permitted through nullification, all of them are permitted. But if the last person becomes permitted, the others remain forbidden. And number three, if he said, she'ani nana lezeh carbon lezeh carbon, what I benefit from this person is like a carbon, and from this person is like a carbon, sirichin pesach l'kol echod ve'echod, we require an opening for each one of them, because by saying like a carbon regarding each person, they are independent nadarm and require their own heter. The Gemara notes that the din that only a separate mentioning of like a carbon makes the nadarm independent reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, but other Tanaim disagree. Point number two, the Mishnah teaches, if one made a neder not to marry a particularly ugly woman, and in truth she is not, the neder is invalid. The Mishnah explains that this is because the neder was made in error, and not because she subsequently became beautiful. That would be a case of nolad, and would not invalidate the neder. However, the Mishnah reports an incident with Rabbi Shmuel to the contrary, and the Gemara explains that he disagrees and allows such a heter. A man vowed from his niece because of her appearance. The Gemara explains she was missing a tooth, and after Rabbi Shmuel beautified her by providing her a false tooth of gold, he presented her to her uncle and said, Beni, mezon nidarta, my son, is it from this one you vowed? The man said no, and Rabbi Shmuel permitted the neder. He then wept and said, Benos Yisrael nozhen el sha'anias menevel asan. Benos Yisrael are beautiful, but poverty makes them homely. And the Mishnah concludes with the lament raised by women upon Rabbi Shmuel's passing. And point number three, a man once forbade his wife from benefiting from him until she gave a taste of her food to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Despite the indignity, Rabbi Yehuda tasted it, saying, Kal v'chomer, ma laso shalom bein ish l'ishto amar Torah. It is a kal v'chomer if to make peace between a man and his wife, the Torah said, Shemi shenichta b'kedusha yimacha almayim ha'ma'arim b'safik, my name which was written in holiness should be erased into the afflictive waters given to the Sota, even where it is uncertain if it will save the marriage, then I, all the more so, should subject myself to this dishonor to save their marriage. Rabbi Shimon did not taste it, saying, Yemusu kol b'nei almana, v'yazu Shimon mimkomo, let all the children of the widow die, and let Shimon not move from his place. The Ron explains that he cursed the man that he should die, making his wife a widow, and that his children should also die. Ba'od, and furthermore, so that he should not get used to vowing. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Mishnah makes several distinctions about the principle of neder shehuter miksasu huter kulo, that a neder which is partially nullified is nullified entirely. Number one, if one said to a group of people, konum, I will not benefit from any of you, and the neder is nullified regarding one of them, for example, if one is discovered to be a relative, they were all permitted. The Gemara in Daf Chafei and Chavav discusses if this applies only when he indicates that the entire formula of the neder was made in error. Number two, if he said, she'eni nana lezeh lezeh, konum, that will not benefit from this one or this one, which the Gemara in Daf Chafei explains to mean that he made each neder successfully dependent on the one before it, then if the first person becomes permitted through nullification, all of them are permitted. But if the last person becomes permitted, the others remain forbidden. And number three, if he said, she'ani nena lezeh carbon lezeh carbon, what I benefit from this person is like a carbon, and from this person is like a carbon, sirichin pesach l'kol echod ve'echod, we require an opening for each one of them, because by saying like a carbon regarding each person, they are independent nadarm and require their own heter. The Gemara notes that the din that only a separate mentioning of like a carbon makes the nadarm independent reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, but other Tanaim disagree. Point number two, the Mishnah teaches, if one made a neder not to marry a particularly ugly woman, and in truth she is not, the neder is invalid. The Mishnah explains that this is because the neder was made in error, and not because she subsequently became beautiful. That would be a case of nolad, and would not invalidate the neder. However, the Mishnah reports an incident with Rabbi Shmuel to the contrary, and the Gemara explains that he disagrees and allows such a heter. A man vowed from his niece because of her appearance. The Gemara explains she was missing a tooth, and after Rabbi Shmuel beautified her by providing her a false tooth of gold, he presented her to her uncle and said, Beni, mezon nidarta, my son, is it from this one you vowed? The man said no, and Rabbi Shmuel permitted the neder. He then wept and said, "Benos Yisrael nosen el sha'anias min nevelasan. Benos Yisrael are beautiful, but poverty makes them homely." And the mission concludes with the lament raised by women upon Rabbi Shmuel's passing. And point number 3, a man once forbade his wife from benefiting from him until she gave a taste of her food to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Despite the indignity, Rabbi Yehuda tasted it, saying, "Kal v'chomer. It is a kal v'chomer if to make peace between a man and his wife, the Torah said, Shemi shenichta b'kedusha yimacha almayim ha'ma'arim b'safek, my name which was written in holiness should be erased into the afflictive waters given to the sota, even where it is uncertain if it will save the marriage, then I, all the more so, should subject myself to this dishonor to save their marriage." Rabbi Shimon did not taste it, saying, "Yemusu kol b'nei almana, v'yazu Shimon mimkomo. Let all the children of the widow die, and let Shimon not move from his place." The Ron explains that he cursed the man that he should die, making his wife a widow, and that his children should also die. Ba'od, and furthermore, so that he should not get used to vowing. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Vav, and our standard Siman is a tailor because it relates to sewing. So, Samach Vav. So, tailor is the Siman. So, here goes. The tailor who required 2 heterim for his 2 independent nadarim, saying, "What I benefit from my apprentice is like a carbon, and what I benefit from my asimtris is like a carbon," was so impressed by the new gold tooth that his poor daughter received from the rabbi that he told his wife, "I forbid you from entering my tailor shop until you give a taste of your food to the rabbi." Once again, in slow motion. The tailor, that must be more in Daf Samach Vav. So, the tailor who required 2 heterim for his 2 independent nadarim, saying, "What I benefit from my apprentice is like a carbon, and what I benefit from my seamstress is like a carbon," which reminds us, the Mishnah makes several distinctions about the principle of neter shehuter miksasu huter kulo, that a neter which is partially nullified is nullified entirely. The third case was if he said, "Shani nen lezeh carbon lezeh carbon, what I benefit from this person is like a carbon, and from this person is like a carbon," tzrichim peslecho echov echod, we require an opening for each one of them, because by saying like a carbon regarding each person, they are independent nadarim and require their own heter. So the tailor who required 2 heterim for his 2 independent nadarim, saying, "What I benefit from my apprentice is like a carbon, and what I benefit from my seamstress is like a carbon," was so impressed by the new gold tooth that his poor daughter received from the rabbi, which reminds us of the case of Rabbi Shmuel, where a man vowed benefit from his niece because of her appearance. The Gemara explained she was missing a tooth. And after Rabbi Shmuel beautified her by providing her a false tooth of gold, he presented her to uncle and said, "Bini mizon nedarta, my son, is it from this one you vowed?" The man said no, and Rabbi Shmuel permitted the neder. He then wept and said, "Benos Yisrael knows him. Benos Yisrael beautiful, but poverty makes him homely." So the tailor who required 2 heterim for his 2 independent nadarim, saying, "What I benefit from my apprentice is like a carbon, and what I benefit from my seamstress is like a carbon," was so impressed by the new gold tooth that his poor daughter received from the rabbi that he told his wife, "I forbid you from entering my tailor shop until you give a taste of your food to the rabbi," which reminds us, a man once forbade his wife from benefiting from him until she gave a taste of her food to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Despite the indignity, Rabbi Yehuda tasted it, saying that it's a kal v'chomer if to make shalom between a man and his wife, the Torah said, "Shmi shenichta b'kedusha yimacha ahamayim ha'marim v'safek, my name which was written in kedusha should be erased into the afflictive waters given to the sota, even where it's a safek if it will save the marriage, v'ani alachas kama v'kama, then I, all the more so, should subject myself to this dishonor to save their marriage." Rabbi Shimon didn't taste it because he held differently. So once again, the tailor who required 2 heterim for his 2 independent nadarim, saying, "What I benefit from my apprentice is like a carbon, and what I benefit from my seamstress is like a carbon," was so impressed by the new gold tooth that his poor daughter received from the rabbi that he told his wife, "I forbid you from entering my tailor shop until you give a taste of your food to the rabbi." All right, now it's time for 4 Blabach Chazara. Daf Samach Beis. So the Siman Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The learned submarine captain, that must be more Daf Samach Beis. The learned submarine captain who was suspected of stealing figs and cried out from a sack as he was being thrown overboard, "Woe is to the learned captain that this one is killing him," which reminds us, the Gemara records several incidents of Tanaim utilizing the permit that after the trimming knives for harvesting figs are folded for storage, the figs are hefker and permitted to be taken and are also butted for miser. When Rabbi Tarfon did so, someone discovered him and put him in a sack and carried him to a river to throw him in. Rabbi Tarfon cried out, "Woe is Tarfon that this one is killing him." The man realized who he was and fled, and the Gemara relates that Rabbi Tarfon was pained by this incident for the rest of his life, saying, "Woe is me, for I used the crown of Torah for my benefit." So the learned submarine captain who was suspected of stealing figs and cried out from a sack as he was being thrown overboard, "Woe is to the learned captain that this one is killing him," pledged to learn only out of love and not to be called Rabbi Captain, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa when the Torah states, "Lahavas Hashem Elkecha Lishmo B'Kolo U'Davka Bo," to love Hashem your God, to listen to His voice and cleave to Him. It teaches that a person should not say, "Ekra Shikruni Chacham," I will learn Torah, so they will call me a Chacham. "Eshna Shikruni Rebbe," I will learn Mishnah, so they'll call me a Rabbi. "Eshna She'eh Zaken," that should be Yeshiva, I'll learn Gemara, so I will be considered an elder. And sit in the yeshiva, el lamed ma'ava, v'sof ha'kavod lavo. Rather, learn out of love, and the honor will eventually come. So the learned submarine captain, who was suspected of stealing figs, and cried out from a sack as he was being thrown overboard, "Woe is to the learned captain, that this one is killing him," pledged to learn only out of love, and not to be called Rabbi Captain, and published a sefer called The Four Statements Aloud for Talmid Chachamim to claim privileges. Which reminds us, Rava made four statements allowing Talmid Chachamim to claim certain privileges. For example, it's permitted for man to inform others of his status as a Talmid Chacham in a place where they do not know him. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simur Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The neighborhood kids were frustrated when their segue race. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Gimel. The neighborhood kids were frustrated when their segue race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, which reminds the Gemara discusses one who vows Adar Geshamim until the rains and brings a three-way machlokes about the three normal dates of rainfall. So the neighborhood kids were frustrated when their segue race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, start to argue when the race was rescheduled for Adar, but couldn't agree which Adar, which reminds the Gemara discusses which Adar is referred to when one says Adar without specifying. So the neighborhood kids were frustrated when their segue race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, start to argue when the race was rescheduled for Adar, but couldn't agree which Adar, and told the kid with the garlic breath to take a netter from garlic until it was Shabbos, which meant he could have some Shabbos night. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi taught that one who vowed against garlic until it is Shabbos, even though a netter of Ad Sheyehe means until the end of Shabbos in this case, the garlic is only forbidden until the start of Shabbos, when Ezer instituted that men should eat garlic. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Simur Daf Samach Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. This secret agent, that must mean we're Daf Samach Dalet, Sod. The secret agent, whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly, and was told that this was not a valid Pesach, which reminds us, the ninth parak begins with a machlokes about two types of openings to a null neder. Eliezer said, "Posuk l'adam b'chvod avi v'imo." We open for a person with the honor of his father and mother, meaning we ask him if he would have made a neder had he known people would disgrace his father because of his treating Nedarim lightly. The Chachamim do not allow such an opening to be used. So this secret agent, whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly, and was told that this was not a valid Pesach, because it was similar to someone claiming a Pesach based on Hashem's honor, and people stopped consulting Chachamim for a heter, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rabbi Tzadok stated, that according to Eliezer, if a father's honor can be used as a Pesach, we should also be able to open a neder b'kvod hamakom with the honor of Hashem, because vowing is a dishonor to Hashem. The Rabban responded to him, "Im ken ein nadarim." If so, there are no nadarim. The Gemara seeks to explain this phrase. Rava interpreted the phrase, "Im ken ein nadarim nishan l'chacham." If so, nadarim will not be asked to a chacham for a heter. If dishonor to Hashem can be used as a pesach, people will use it themselves without consulting a chacham, which is invalid. So this secret agent, whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly, and was told that this was not a valid Pesach, because it was similar to someone claiming a Pesach based on Hashem's honor, and people stopped consulting Chachamim for a heter, was thrilled to hear that another agent who was out to kill him became poor, and was like dead, giving him a Pesach that was not Nolad, which reminds us. The Gemara asked for the source of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion to allow Pesach of Nolad an unexpected development. Rav Chisla quotes the pasuk where Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to return to Mitzrayim despite his having made an oath to Yisro that he would not leave because Kimesukla Anashim, the people seeking your life, have died. Since their dying is an unexpected development, we see that Nolad is valid as a Pesach. The Rabban responded that in fact they did not die, for we find Dasan and Aviram challenging Moshe several times afterwards. Rather, they became impoverished and thus lost their influence to be able to threaten Moshe, and this is not Noah because it's a relatively common occurrence. They're described as having died because it's one of the four situations that a Breitzer describes as equivalent to death: Anani, a Metzora, a blind person, and someone without children. Daf Samachay. So the Zimmer Daf Samachay is sheep, and we often use a shepherd. So here goes. The shepherd, that must mean we're on Daf Samachay. The shepherd was disgusted when he saw a king out in the field eat a live hare, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Hamudr Hanam Mechavero Ein Matirnu El Befanav. One who is Mudr Hanav from his friend, we only release him from it in front of the other person. The Ran explains that this is either to shame him, to discourage him, from annulling the neder made for his friend's benefit, or so the subject of the neder does not incorrectly suspect the vower from violating his neder when he sees him benefiting from him. The source for this halach is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Benu to go to Minyan to annul the oath he had made not to leave. In the process of demonstrating that Moshe had made an oath, the Gemara presents the story of Sitkiyahu's oath to Nebuchadnezzar when Sitkiyahu once discovered Nebuchadnezzar eating a live hare. So the shepherd was disgusted when he saw a king out in the field eat a live hare, took a netter not to marry the wicked king's daughter, but then found out that the king had already choked and died. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Remer says, Yesh dvarim she'en k'nolad ve'en k'nolad. There are events that are like nolad but are not considered nolad, and the netter is automatically void. The Chachamim disagree. An example of this is, Amar konim she'ani nozes ponis she'avia ra. One said, Konam, I'm marrying ponies because her father is wicked. And they told him that he died or had done tshuva, and Remer considers the netter void automatically. So the shepherd was disgusted when he saw a king out in the field eat a live hare, took a netter not to marry the wicked king's daughter, but then found out that the king had already choked and died, and then had his netter from benefiting from her annulled when he realized how much it would cost to pay her ksuba. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Posen ha'adam b'ksubas ishto. We can open a netter for a person based on his having to pay his wife's ksuba. This is illustrated by an incident in which a man vowed against benefiting from his wife, requiring him to divorce her. When Rabbi Kiva required him to pay her ksuba of 400 dinarim, the man said, had he known this, he would never have made the netter, and Rabbi Kiva annulled it. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn 4 statements that Talmud Chachamim can make to claim certain privileges? That's on Duff. Samach Beis. Good. Number 2. Which definitely the case where Bishmel beautified a poor girl who was missing a tooth with a gold tooth? That's on Duff. Samach Vav. Good. Number 3. Which definitely Malchokas one can use a Pesach for his neder based on the covet of his father and mother? That's on Duff. Samach Dod. Good. Number 4. Which stuff to the case where one forbade his wife from benefiting from him until she gave a taste of her food to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? That's on Duff. Samach Vav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff of the incident of Sidkiyahu seeing Nebuchadnezzar eat a live hare and being made to make a neder not to reveal it? That's on Duff. Samach Hei. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn about one who vows Adag Hashamin and also discuss the 3-way Malchok is about the 3 normal dates of rainfall? That's on Duff. Samach Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that if one says, what I benefit from this person is like a carbon, and from this person is like a carbon, we require a Pesach for each one of them? That's on Duff. Samach Vav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have Malchokas regarding what one means when one declares that he married off his eldest daughter? That's on Duff. Samachov. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that if one says, wine is konum for my tasting today, he's only forbidden until it gets dark? That's on Duff. Samach. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn about a man who took a netter not to marry the daughter of a wicked man, and he finds out that the man died or did tshuva earlier? That's on Duff. Samach. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.